going into the game, all you want to do is to get the points on the board, really, and trying to move forward for next weekend and hopefully get something there. And that's a good start to your league campaign. If you can get a good start to the league campaign, you're always thinking about promotion. And if you lose your first two games, you know, you're looking over your shoulder in terms of relegation. But I suppose the most pleasing aspect was really the attitude of the players today. You know, they brought a very strong mentality to the game and a good intensity to the game, and laid down a very solid marker in the first half against a very stiff breeze.
Yeah, one thing was very notable in the first half was the work rate that they put in. I'll give you an example. Like Liam McCoon was in defence at 1 minute, next thing he was playing half forward and full forward, and that's only an example. There was four or five different players. That's the attitude they had in that first half.
Very much so. And I suppose if you have a player like Leo who can defend and also get up the field, that's what you want them doing. And Carrie Lacey and Frank McGlynn and all these players, you know, so it's a part of our approach in terms of how we want to play the game. But I suppose, you know, I spoke with Tom yesterday on the radio, and you know, a couple of the key things that we're looking to get out of the league, Oisin, is the players that have been out for a period of time that have to come back. And again, you know, Carl Lacey missed all of last year. Neil Galler was injured a lot last year. David Walsh, Christy came in the day, he wasn't supposed to start, came in and played a brilliant game. So a lot of the older players, David Walsh, that have missed a lot last year, trying to get them back integrated with the team and up to the level that's required for Championship football. And then the second strand of it was the younger lads that have come in and done really well in the McKenna Cup, and see can we push them on now and make them into Championship footballers over the course of the league as well. And you know, Derek O'Connor, who unfortunately wasn't able to start today, who was in line to start, and Oran Manilis and Dermot Malloy and these boys, you know, so it's great.
Yeah, and the guys, of course, obviously came off the bench. He included a couple of the names there. They had a fantastic attitude as well. The likes of Hugh McFadden, who came on and made his league debut, got himself a couple of points, was excellent in midfield and was breaking forward to score.
He worked very hard, and delighted for him, you know, and I suppose we haven't seen much of him, to be honest with you, because he's been injured a lot since he's come into the squad. But he's gone really well in the last couple of weeks, and really it's only in the last couple of weeks, you know, that he has made that impression, and he was in our thoughts in the lead into the game. And you know, obviously when you see something in training and you feel people are going well, they normally deliver that for you in a game. So he came on, done really well, kicked two good points.
Yeah, and Christy Toy, I just want to mention him, because he was involved in every score in the first half, and he was involved until he went off in the majority of the scores that was there. To return, having not scored since I think it was March the 25th against Dublin, he did play in the McKenna Cup, and he put in a fantastic stunt here this afternoon.
Fantastic, yeah, and delighted for him. He's been through a very, very tough time. You know, he had a medical condition last year, and he had his ankle problem the year before that, so it hasn't been easy for him. But he's worked really hard, and he's rehabbed really hard, and he's got himself in good shape. And we just hope now that we can, you know, we took Frank off and Carl off and a few precautions like that as well. We don't want to overcook them, keep bringing them back and progressing them, and we want to do the same with Christy and the rest of them. And if we can do that and get to the end of the league having increased their fitness, exposed them to more game time and bring the younger lads on, hopefully we'll have a strong squad come the summer.
I know you want to get back down to the guys. 10 scores today, that's a fantastic return from the team.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a key part of it as well. You know, I mean, if you know, we have a kind of a natural running game in Donegal, and we have very good inside forwards at present in the county, and that should translate into a mix of, you know, scores from deep and scores from inside. And you know, we want that. We want our half forwards, our midfielders, our halfbacks, and our fullbacks pushing on and trying to bring the game to the opposition. And you know, they've done really well today, and we've got now to, you know, drop back down, look at the injuries, look at the recovery situation for the next few days, and really, really focus on another very difficult away game next Sunday against Galway. And if we can do that and be positive again and bring the game to the opposition, then, you know, we'll put ourselves in a position to try and push on for the rest of the league.